Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Listen, if you drive a car, chances are you are going to get pulled over at some point, whether it's for speeding or your taillights out or who knows what. Joining us right now to talk about the things that we need to remember to do if and when that happens, Sergeant Doug Decker with the Port Huron Police Department. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Paul.
This is good advice. I'm glad we're having this conversation because I think people tend to panic when they see those lights flashing behind them and might kind of forget some of the things that are really important to do.
Right, and we're all police officers included when you're off duty and you see that happening. And so the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police, they put out a flyer with advice and how to handle police citizen contact, and our department puts the flyer out. And people would ask, well, why are the police stopping somebody? And I think you're right. Traffic violations are probably the number one contact most citizens will have with the police, unless they're the victim of a crime and they have to call and make a police report. And like you said, it's that big thing. It's the hazardous violations, a stop sign, red light violations, speeding, and equipment violations they stop for too, because equipment's not working on a vehicle and that, or license plate violations. That, that was a big one. This last year, again, a lot of closings, people are having difficulty registering new vehicles. A lot of people out there are out of the license plate. And credit to our officers, they understood the problems and issues with that. And a lot of those contacts just ended with you found out people actually had insurance on the car, but they simply could not get an appointment or get in to get the plate for it. So that's one reason.
Yeah.
We stop people to offer assistance, too, or we check for people on the side of the road that are broke down. Another thing, as I said, we do have criminal investigations. So maybe we stop someone, we recognize them, they're the suspect in a crime. Or if we just had a armed robbery at a local store, for instance, and dispatch gives the officers a suspect description and somebody matching that description is nearby in the area, the vicinity, officers are going to stop and they're going to determine, is this the suspect or is this just somebody maybe that was dressed the same way and happened to be in the area? Or we also make contact with people that are witnesses in case because we need to interview them. And one thing I think a lot of people don't realize, officers make community contacts. So, here at the department, we have a thing called positive police contact, and we strongly encourage our officers not just to make contact with people that are for violations of the law or even for traffic violations that are civil infractions. But we want them to go out and, time permitting, make contact with citizens, get out with the public, talk to them, approach people, and just have a conversation and talk. We talk about coffee with a cop. We encourage our officers to go into all the local schools and stop in there and walk through. And not just to walk through for security purposes, but to talk to, staff in there, make contact with the kids, be a positive influence on them and stop and see them, see that you are approachable and not someone to be afraid of. Some things if you are approached or stopped by an officer. Certainly traffic stops, again, are big. Pull over to the side of the road as soon as you can to a safe area. Follow all instructions and directions the officer gives. It's always a good idea to keep your hands visible. Officers, for officer safety purposes, they're hyper-vigilant about things like that from training. Be calm with them. I would stress be cooperative and show respect, I would ask. And also, you should expect to be treated with respect by that officer. That officer should not talk down to you or, they shouldn't be lecturing you. They should treat you with respect. It's reciprocal. If you're a CPL holder, it's always good to let the officer know, hey, I'm a CPL holder and I am, I have my firearm with me and I'm carrying it concealed, officer. And then the officer can say, I appreciate that. And just please don't reach your hands towards it and that, and communicate. I would say this, don't touch an officer or run or try to evade them. And touching, you know, we have people that resist and we fight, but also quite often victims of crimes and witnesses, when we're being descriptive, you know, our hands are moving around and we want to try to show an example, and we sometimes will touch the officer to show that example, and we mean nothing by it. It's totally harmless. But again, a lot of civilians or citizens don't understand that officers, they're supposed to keep, you know, their guard all the time. And, you know, that's something that we're supposed to avoid. So, you know, don't do that. I strongly would suggest, and I understand that most people, it's totally harmless. With the traffic stops, you know, I talked about pulling over. Don't exit the vehicle, and that's really for your safety. I don't like having people step out of a car unless it's absolutely necessary,
right?
Because there's other traffic flowing by, and it's dangerous for them to be out of the vehicle. You know, keep your hands visible. Passengers should too. I remind people: state law requires that if you're stopped, you have to produce a valid driver's license, registration for your vehicle, and show you have valid current insurance here in Michigan. That's not the time to argue either. If you don't agree with a violation, you know, whether it's equipment or hazardous, you know, go to court to dispute that citation or ticket. Even, you know, it may just be a verbal warning. And again, you don't have to argue with the officer. It's not really the time. And my reminder again, the officers are hypervigilant, and traffic stops are a dangerous time for an officer. And I know most citizens don't understand that, but the officer has a lot of things to think about. Traffic, are they going to be struck by a car that's driving by that's not being aware? Is somebody else going to approach? Is someone going to exit from this vehicle? Till they can really prove that nobody means them any harm, they are kind of amped up about it, I would say. So they're being careful. And, you know, they have their top lights on, and people say, is that really necessary? Yes, we want the patrol car to be visible to other drivers.
Mm-hmm.
You need to put a spotlight in my car. Yes, at night I need to be able to see the occupants of the vehicle and what they're doing. And we know, you know, 99% of the time it's just somebody, maybe they got a little bit away with them with the speed or something, and they mean us no harm. We understand that. Besides traffic stops, certainly, officers have other contacts. Police go to houses on follow-ups. They go there to answer calls. I would tell citizens that if an officer's not there in uniform and easily recognized as a police officer, or they are in a uniform from an agency that's not from this area, you know, they could be doing follow-up. You know, you can request a badge and ID, especially if they're not in uniform. And if you're in doubt, call our central dispatch and confirm, hey, as an officer said they were at this address, or make sure that it's actually one of our officers or an officer from another agency. Officers can enter your home under certain circumstances. One, if you give us consent to enter the home. Obviously, also officers need search warrants at times, and emergency exceptions. You know, we enter homes sometimes where we go and check the well-being of somebody. Somebody hasn't seen them, or they're concerned about them, and we'll see there's somebody, you know, through the window, there's someone on the ground and they appear to be injured. And there's an emergency exception to that search warrant rule. You know, it's to save lives in that. Now, I will tell you, we go in, we're supposed to take care of the emergency, and then you don't decide, well, now I'll go through and search this house to look for evidence of a crime or something. So there are some requirements there. Searches of persons, Paul, that's another thing, you know, people aren't sure about, or, you know, you're going to be uncomfortable with. And again, an officer, they can get consent to search a person. When somebody's under arrest, we have the right to search somebody. And, you know, we're checking for weapons. We're checking for any contraband, things like that, illegal items. Or if we have reason to believe that crime is in progress or in the area and that a person's involved. I would strongly suggest to people, don't resist arrest. At that time, the need for force may be necessary, and officers, you know, are authorized to use that force to make a lawful arrest. Don't resist. You have the potential to be injured. The officers could be injured. And, you know, If you don't agree, there are ways to fight that or argue that case later on. The Miranda warning. So people, TV shows don't always help us.
Right.
The handcuffs go on. And you hear the Miranda warning.
You have the right to remain silent. Yeah.
Yes. So it's not automatic with an arrest. The Miranda warning has to do with you're in custody and we're going to question you about a crime. We do have certain questions that have to be asked for identification and booking purposes, and we don't need a Miranda warning to do that. And sometimes officers make arrests on warrants out of other departments, and they have no reason to question that person about the crime itself, and they'll take them to the jail or to that agency and turn them over. You know, so the Miranda warning is when you're going to be questioned and you're in custody, and it's about the crime.
Yeah.
Lastly, there's some important points I'd like everyone to remember. I would say comply now, complain later. And here at Port Huron, we have a system to take citizen complaints, right? And they're taken seriously by the supervision and by the chief. I'd remind people, officers have a tough and dangerous job. You know, there's a lot of things, a lot of factors in their job. They work in all sorts of circumstances, time of the day and night, all sorts of weather conditions. You know, they'll be out there in this weather working. I want to remind people the golden rule. Let's treat each other with respect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's treat each other with respect. And also I would remind people, this happened a lot. I remember as an officer, people like to walk up, maybe to ask me a question or for directions. If you're going to approach a police officer that's parked in their patrol car, try your best to get their attention as you approach them. You don't want to startle or surprise them.
Yeah.
I would strongly recommend approach from the front of the vehicle so they see you coming towards them. And make sure that they have your attention because they could be looking at something, working on it on their computer. You want to try your best not to startle them or surprise them. And again, because of that hypervigilance and officer safety. And, lastly, remember, officers are willing to risk their lives for complete strangers.
That's
and
right.
Every day that's happening all over America, not just here in Port Huron, but all over the U.S., officers do that. There's, you know, we see and hear quite often on the national news about the bad egg and the ones that sully our reputation and wrongdoing. But there are thousands, tens of thousands more officers that every day they do their job the right way, and they're out there, and they have strong beliefs in helping their fellow citizens.
Boy, and we sure appreciate it, Doug. I can't imagine anything more nerve-wracking for a police officer than having to approach a vehicle they've pulled over, not knowing who's going to be behind the wheel, not knowing what they're going to face. Maybe 99 times out of 100, it's routine. It's that 100th time that something goes a little screwy. That's you've got to be aware of. It's got to be kind of scary.
It is, and Paul, you bring up a really good point, and I would remind people too. Especially our younger officers, all right, they're still gaining experience.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're extremely, as I said, hypervigilant leaving the police academy. It's been instilled in them. Until you gain experience and have a better read of people and understand things, right? So they're learning too. And but we hire the best personnel we can here at the Port Huron Police Department with strong values.
Absolutely. Doug, always appreciate it. Great discussion this morning. Thanks for your time. Thanks for what you guys do over there, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, take care.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Yep, take care. Bye now.